our veterans returning home, they really do need our help. These are people who took an oath saying that they would die for our freedom. And we want to be sure that as lawyers, we give back to them as well.
That is the voice of Atlanta attorney Linda Klein. She is the new president of the American Bar Association. It's the largest legal organization in the world, and her top priority is to provide more legal aid to veterans. She joins me now. Linda, it's a pleasure, and congratulations.
Thank you very much, and I'm glad to be here.
So how does the American Bar Association, how can the ABA influence care of veterans?
There are many ways, and I'm very excited about the things that lawyers are doing all over the country. As you heard in your previous segment, Americans, military veterans often continue to make sacrifices long after they've come home. There are service-connected injuries and other conditions that can be very debilitating, and it makes it nearly impossible for veterans to navigate the system that stands between them and their care. And as you saw in your previous segment, untreated, these wounds can lead to loss of a job, loss of housing, and for some, it can lead to an encounter with the criminal justice system. And so veterans returning home after persistent combat exposure and redeployment and separations from their families often encounter a variety of legal problems, family law disputes, child custody problems, evictions, denial of benefits, as we've heard, and credit problems.
What's your pitch to lawyers? How do you convince someone to do pro bono work? Because we are talking about pro bono work, are we not?
Yes, almost exclusively. We're talking about pro bono work where lawyers help veterans, for sure, veterans who cannot otherwise afford lawyers. But there are a variety of other things that the American Bar Association is going to be doing this year. I can tell you that in previous years, and including the volunteers at the State Bar of Georgia, and I'll give you information about how to contact them too, and the volunteers at some of the law school clinics, like the one at Emory University, work very hard to help veterans. But in the ABA, we're looking at a more nationwide effort. And I have appointed a 20-member commission that's headed by Nan Dorenzi, who is a retired 3-star vice admiral, and a lawyer named Dwight Smith from Tulsa, Oklahoma. And among their goals are going to be looking at issues besides pro bono help, like employing medical legal partnerships to pair VA facilities with lawyers. And by bringing a lawyer onto the medical team, often the lawyer can solve the underlying problem for the veteran. Or promoting veteran treatment courts. We have one in the state in Athens. And expanding veteran treatment courts so not only do they deal with the veteran's criminal law problems, if there are any, but some of the civil problems they have, like debt collection and family law. We're going to ask bar associations to look at incubator programs where younger lawyers or lawyers who might be underemployed can learn how to help veterans with their legal problems and increase the number of people who can help. Another problem we've seen is that, like most Americans, many veterans don't know that the problem they have is a legal one. And so we're going to be looking at legal checkups. Where, just like you'd go to the doctor once a year for a medical checkup, you'll get a legal checkup to find out if some of the problems you have are legal problems. We haven't talked much about homeless veterans, and you need to know that the fastest growing homeless population in America are women veterans. And right now in the U.S., we have 40,000 homeless veterans, and that's a big problem. It's certainly a big problem in cities. A lot of the homeless people in Atlanta are veterans. Those are some of the things that we're going to be looking at in addition to asking lawyers to provide pro bono help. We're going to do 2 pro bono celebrations where lawyers from all over the country are going to try to do pro bono work for veterans around the same time. One will be between the last week in October and Veterans Day, November 11th, and the other will come around Memorial Day. If there are any lawyers listening, please go to celebrateprobono.org to sign up to help.
So, I mean, it's clear that you are very passionate about this. And why? Why is this a priority for you particularly?
The quote that you used from me from an earlier interview really says it all. These are men and women who took an oath saying they would die for us, for our country, in defense of our liberty. And when our justice system fails these people, lawyers must recognize that the sacrifice of veterans rests on something dear to the legal profession, the protection of the rule of law throughout the world. And that's why we as lawyers invoke our own oath and answer on behalf of veterans.
Is there also a difficulty in getting the information out to someone? I mean, you're talking about a lot of different programs that you want to offer through the ABA. And I wonder how you let veterans know that those things are available.
There are a lot of organizations throughout the country, veteran service organizations, VSOs, that deal with veterans. There are places at veteran care facilities that are run by the VA that have this information. There are various websites. The ABA website, ambar.org/veterans, is another way to find that information. And specifically for Georgia, gabar.org is the State Bar of Georgia's website, and I can give a phone number for veterans who need help.
We'll post it at our website. My guest is Atlanta lawyer Linda Klein. She is the new president of the American Bar Association. Tell me about that job, president of the American Bar Association. I heard one lawyer refer to the ABA as a little bit like herding cats. Do you think of the ABA as a unified organization?
The wonderful thing about the American Bar Association, as large as it is, there are over 3,500 entities. And because of that, we can serve lawyer needs, we can serve access to justice needs, which is the most important thing that we do. And there's something for everyone and everyone's interest. There's an enormous amount of public service, there's an enormous amount of service to the profession and the rule of law internationally.
What kind of influence do you then have as the president of this organization with so many arms and organizations? What do you see as the greatest benefit for you?
The benefit for me is being able to make a difference. That's why I became a lawyer, and that's why I enjoy my bar service. I was privileged to also be president of the State Bar of Georgia 19 years ago, and with that, we got to make a difference for so many people, and that's what I intend to do as ABA president here in helping veterans and with some of our other initiatives.
Do you think that the ABA occupies a position of... Well, let me ask it a different way. Do you think that the ABA retains credibility because of nonpartisanship? Has the ABA, to your mind, been able to rise above some of the polarization that other organizations have gotten kind of entangled in?
I believe so. The ABA is a nonpartisan organization. In fact, one of my other initiatives as ABA president is to ask lawyers to encourage their clients, their friends, and their communities to vote. And it is ambar.org/vote is a place where you'll find some of that information. And that the idea is that we believe that every American has the right to vote and the privilege to vote as part of our cornerstone of our democracy. And we never endorse candidates. In fact, the ABA does lobbying and it has no PAC.
No political action committee.
Correct. No political action committee.
So you don't pay money to go to Capitol Hill in Washington and push an agenda?
No, but we have lawyers and others who work with us on funding legal services for the poor and reforms to the criminal justice system. And we work with members of Congress, but we don't contribute to them.
Linda Klein is an attorney in Atlanta, the new president of the American Bar Association. Linda, when did you start your new job?
I still have my old one where I'm a partner at the law firm of Baker Donaldson here in Atlanta. So this is just another job that I've added to that. And I started it on August the 9th. And so I'm fairly new to this position.
Yeah, absolutely. Congratulations again. And thank you so much for speaking with me.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That's Linda Klein, Atlanta attorney, as you just heard, still practicing and new president of the American Bar Association. Coming up, we'll talk about craft beer and what happens when craft beer goes mainstream. And you know, we have a lot of listeners that like beer. So this is the time to raise your voices and let us know, what is the difference between craft beer and mainstream beer, say Coors? Let us know. This is on Second Thought.